And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. Dave will be returning. I don't even think we mentioned Dave this week, did we? Oops. Dave will be returning. We love Dave. We really do. We just have a tendency to forget things, you know? It's all your fault, Butch.
When you turn 39, that happens.
Yeah, it does happen. You know, it gets better as you get. Anyway, he'll be back next week. He'll return for the Tuesdays and Thursdays programs. But my co-host today, Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary for today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Hello there.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, today's the first day of fall, according to the calendar, and it felt like it down here this morning. It was really cool this morning, but right now it's just perfect. It's about 72 degrees. No, I thought it was today. My calendar says today. That was just today. I'm sorry. You're right.
First full
day of fall.
At your age.
Okay. Well, what can I say? But it's getting cooled off like it's supposed to, and today's been beautiful, like 70 degrees. Oh, it's perfect. Perfect.
I have no complaints. We're a little under the clouds today. Nothing serious, but you could just feel the change. It's warm.
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
you could just feel the change. So, but we're supposed to have a beautiful weekend coming up. So high 70s and sunny. And we have Greg Hunter. Speaking of sunshine, we have Greg Hunter joining us today. He's going to be running a little behind today. He had to run an errand. So we're going to try to get him here in, maybe 10 minutes or so. They will let us know once he has joined us. So until then, let me go ahead and get to the market report. And yeah, it wasn't a nice day in the precious metals. Not nice at all, unless you were buying. And then it was a great day. Gold was down $20.50 in the New York spot price after market, $1,748. Silver is down 11 pennies at $22.65. Platinum was down 7 at $997. Palladium was down 46 at $2,066. The USDX today was down 0.39, it looks like. Surprising that the dollar is weaker along with gold, 93.06. Crude oil was up another 95 cents at 73.18. So I would expect gold to pop tomorrow and pop big. But that's just my prediction for tomorrow. The Dow was out. Oh, this is why. The Dow is out up 506 points at 34,764. S&P was up 53 at 4,448. NASDAQ was up 155, 15,052. I guess the CDC panel endorsed the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 65 and older. So I guess that'd make the markets go higher. Foreign markets, European markets, all were higher except the FTSE. That was just down a couple points. Asia, all positive. Let's see. The Nikkei was down 200 points, but, you know, that's nothing. Oh, look at what the 10-year bond did. Wow, the yield, 1.423, up 0.092. So kind of interesting there. So we see a little bit of weakness in the dollar, I suspect. So there wasn't too much going on today. We had the U.S. weekly jobless claims totaled 351,000. It was worse than expected, but the markets go higher. Go figure. First-time jobless claims totaled 351,000 last week, an increase from 16,000 a week before and well ahead of the 320,000 Dow Jones estimate. Continuing claims increased by 181,000 to 2.84. The total receiving benefits under all programs fell sharply as enhanced federal programs wound down. So, you know, take that report as you might. We report on it weekly, so It just kind of doesn't really give a good picture of everything, but it is what it is. The U.S. economy continued to grow above average in August, although at a slower pace compared with July. This is from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. The index fell 0.29 in August from 0.75. I don't know, that's kind of a big drop, I think. And this is the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. It's composed of 85 economic indicators drawn from four broad categories of data: production, income, employment, unemployment, and hours. So personal consumption and housing, and sales, orders, and inventory. So, again, a little signal that things are maybe calming down a little bit. Butch, you think?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, he's talking there about the job, the new claims for unemployment, whatever. And we know there's job posted signs for everywhere, everything from fast food to school bus drivers to truck drivers, everywhere. Now, I can't say what age categories these fell into. I don't know. I have no idea or what kind of professional level these people once had. But with all these openings, wouldn't you think people that don't have a job at all would want to find something? Drive a school bus, drive a truck, go to work at fast food, do something? I don't know. I understand that maybe they won't make as much money, but when the unemployment runs out, they have to do something, don't they?
You would think.
So I wonder, I don't understand why the jobs are growing, unemployment's growing that fast when there means of jobs that can't be filled. And workers are begging for, people are begging for workers. And again, I don't know the age, I don't know the age groups. But if it's a younger age group, they say they can't find work. And there's maybe teenagers or just, you know, college wants work part time. I know they're lying because everybody's begging for somebody to work in a fast food restaurant or any restaurant. So I know that if they want to find some kind of work, they can find some kind of work. The older people, you know, they say 30s and 40s, maybe they have reasons that they don't want to do that. And I understand, especially if you're making 75, 80,000 a year and 100,000 a year, and you don't have a job, and you don't go to work making 25,000 a year, and I can appreciate that. But I've found from personal experience that if I don't have any income coming in at all, 25 is better than nothing. That makes sense?
Absolutely. I mean, when I was young, and you worked two jobs.
Yes.
You did what you had to do. And you know what? But you know what, Butch? What is full-time work anymore? How many? It used to be 40 hours.
And it used to be about 30 hours now, normally.
Now it's 30.
Yeah.
So who wants to work two jobs and work 50 to make a living? Nobody wants to do that.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you don't want to do, put food on the table. I know that from personal experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, hey, Butch, I think we have Greg Hunter with us now.
Oh, great. Let's welcome Greg
to the program. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to see you before I didn't know if you were going to introduce me or whatever. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thank you for joining us today. And I just want to let the listeners, we told the listeners for a couple days that you were going to be joining us. And we have Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. And we're always excited to have you to join us.
I tell you, here's where I want to start. And this is going to be unusual. You're going to go, what? I want to start with Nicki Minaj, the rapper.
I know.
Let's start there. Now, why would I start there? So Nicki Minaj comes out, you know, almost 8 or 9 days ago. And she's a, you know, big singing rapper. She's got 150 million on her Instagram account alone, which is a sister company to Facebook. And she comes out and says, you know, I don't know if I want to do my own research about this vaccine. I'm not so sure I want to do it. They're talking about, hey, will you be vaxxed for this gala at the Met? I'm not so sure about it. You know, she was talking about her cousin. She says, my cousin comes out and says that her fiance got the vax, and fiance got ED. Well, what do you know? She gets banned on her Twitter account. She gets spanked on her Instagram account. They start. The left goes crazy. And now let's back up a little bit more. ET after a vax. Oh, yeah. Well, I had Karen Kingston on, who is a expert on reading applications for vaccine patents, you know, like the, you know, Pfizer and Moderna and whatever. She's read a ball, 200 pages, understands all the terminology and what it is and what it does. She also has a company where she's hired out to companies that are trying to get drug approval, and she comes in when there's things going terrible, and somebody might go to jail for what's going on. That's just, she's an expert on patents and drugs and medical devices, and we used to work for Pfizer. And she says, well, there's no wonder. That's one of the first side effects. One of the first side effects of getting a vaccine is ED. Why? Because of microclotting. Microclotting, and you know, you need, you know, you need, you know, a full strength blood flow if you're going to have children and have a wife. And so she recants this thing about her cousin saying, you know, her, you know, she's asking her about getting a vaccine. Well, you know, my cousin, she called off the wedding.
Oh.
And, well, that's not the, but she gets slammed. She tells the Democratic Party, I'm not one of yours. Oh, my gosh, you got a woman with 150 million on Instagram alone. That's, Trump only had 87, 88 million on Twitter. She's got double that. Oh, a smart black woman thinking for herself who's rich as hell with 150 million on Instagram. Uh-oh, can't have that. And then somebody calls from the Guardian UK and threatens her family in Trinidad and Tobago. That's where she's from, Trinidad. And she says, that ain't going to bode well for you. Not defending her family. How dare you say you're going to think for yourself? You know, all the propaganda is on their side. When I say there, I mean the vaxxers, okay?
Yes.
All the science is not on their side. The science is not on their side, which is why they have to do this constant propaganda campaign, this constant beat down, especially, you know, she got 150 million Instagram account. That ain't all black people. I got news for you.
No, it's not.
That is not. Oh. And then the White House, you know, it's reported Gateway Pundit had this on the 16th. They said they wanted to give Nicki Minaj an quote-unquote educational phone call. Then they come out later, oh, we denied inviting her to the White House. They didn't say you invited her to the White House. You want to get her on the phone and tell you shut up. Get back on the thought plantation. How dare you question our quote-unquote pseudo-non-science science.
I'll tell you what, Greg, a lot of good doctors are losing licenses now because of the stand. Now, I can name some of them, but they're losing licenses.
They should be suing the shit out of the medical community. They should be suing them.
They are.
Because
over 1,000 doctors
are. Because they can't come to court and basically defend what they're doing to these people for prescribing things like ivermectin. Or talking about viral shedding, which the CDC talks about. I had this Karen Kingston on. Everything out of her mouth had a source. She says, let me tell you how bad viral shedding is. Viral shedding isn't just that you could get COVID, which is all these stupid people have gotten double vaxxed, like the latest is Chris Rock. He's gotten, I'm fully vaccinated. Well, then you get COVID. What's he out doing? Out there pitching, oh, well, this is why you need the vaccine. Well, you just had two shots. You got COVID. So, you find out rumors are, and I believe the rumors are true, they certainly could be, that, you know, celebrities are getting paid money to pitch the death shot. Of course, you know, we're not talking to Ron Johnson. Senator Ron Johnson is talking about this week, about natural immunity, which is how we survived as a species. There are volumes of science, a mini Library of Congress of science, talking about how effective, wide-ranging, long-lasting natural immunity is. It's why the Black Plague didn't not wipe out everybody on the earth. So the long and short of it is, starting with Nicki Minaj, oh, that seems like some crazy thing. Oh, you're going to talk about a rapper and how that affects society? Yes, it does. Oh, this is not what they want. Then you got some Nicki Minaj telling the Democrat Party, you know, she's, boy, a lot of Democrats, listen, this is the problem with the Democrats. So they're not going to get the Republicans. Of course, you know, I despise the leadership in the Republican Party, and you know, most of the Republicans anyway, because they're not really Republicans. They're rhinos, and they're bought and paid for shills. Like, for example, you know, the Republican head of the Republican Party in North Carolina, you know, there's no way I think Cooper, baby killer Cooper, won here in North Carolina. There's no way that that Mark Robinson won as a black guy, Republican, as the lieutenant governor, and then Forrest, Dan Forrest, he lost to Baby Killer Cooper after all the lockdowns and hardship this idiot created. Of course, we have ES&S machines here, and I think some other machines. That's what I think. That's my opinion. There's just no way. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, the long and short of it is, and then the head of the Republican Party, oh, we did a great job with voting. Oh, we did a great job because Tillis won. Big deal. So what? And so he got booed at an event with 400 people. He got booed off the stage. This is the rhinos. This is what I hate about the Republicans. They're on the take, too.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
You know, you have Paul Rand Paul. He's getting Fauci. Really? What about the 100 people up there, the January 6th people up there that are being held without trial for, what, 8 months? They're beating them and urinating on them and punching them out and withholding cancer medication. And one guy lost his eye over the abuse because they want him to knuckle under and admit to a crime they didn't commit because they can't take it to court. But back to Nicki Minaj. This is a outlier, a big one, a big giant outlier, because what this is saying is that the public, and let's just go with Democrats for right now. You don't think Democrats like to go out to eat? You don't think Democrats have kids in school? You don't think Democrats have businesses they don't want shut down?
Of course.
You think Democrats want to be forced to go, although 19 out of 20, according to Cliff Eye, they went ahead and took the death shot in their crazy death cult. But there's a lot of Democrats that are going to be that are pissed about this. Then you have a story breaking on the Gateway Pundit talking about how they're going to be protesting outside the CDC, Nicki Minaj fans. And they want Trump supporters to come be with them. Because really, we're not all that different now, are we?
True.
Right?
True. Yep.
We're really not all that different. Like people are like, oh, I hope that the Democrats die. I don't. I would have been turned. You know, that's like saying, oh, I want Saul to die. He killed all those Christians. I want him to die. And he, no. I think God did the right thing. He said, okay, you're not going to die, and I'll give you your sight back. But you're going to write the most of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
He was a Jew killer. Oh, my God. He thought he was doing everybody a favor.
Well, he was a Christian killer.
Oh, yeah. Could you, you know, that's what I always say, is that in the end, you'll believe in Jesus. You know, some people believe earlier. You know, some people, they always have that moment. Well, oh, my God, he's real. That's what I've been telling people about Jesus. You know, I think people need to realize, let's put this into context, that this is not my imaginary crazy friend. You know, I don't have an imaginary nutty friend. I don't have somebody I talk to that's some figment of my imagination. Jesus is real.
Amen.
Is he magnificent? Yes. Does he love you? Yes. Is he the greatest ever, bar none? Yes. Is he and the Father one? Yes. But I don't need to hear that.
What we do hear, Greg, is it's time for a break. I just heard the music, and so we'll be back. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. Yes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, and our very special guest and friend, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. And you certainly began the first segment of the program with Nicki Minaj. How would you like to begin the second segment,
Greg? Well, let me just put a fine point on the Nicki Minaj thing. Them threatening her family, do you think that she's going to bow down to them now? Would taking a pit bull and beating him on a chain, you think that would make him more friendly to you?
Well, yeah, let me ask you a question.
A smart woman who's self-made with money.
When they start hitting her pocketbook, how far will she go?
She's a multi millionaire who has 150 million on Instagram, and she's like, "Damned if you do, damn if you don't." You take her off of Instagram. She talked about this. I said something they didn't want me to say, and I'm going to get back to the whole. I'm going to get back to her because it's going to segue to the next segment. So this is a marker showing that this is breaking apart. When you have people like Nicki Minaj and her 150 million just on Instagram, the number I've got is 150 million on Instagram. Hold on. 150 million on Instagram is what I got. And she's made some valid points, and if people know anything about the micro clotting, then you know she bringing this up is a real thing. And medically speaking, yes, it's a phenomenon. And of course, you know, guys that get this after getting a shot ain't going to come out and go, "Damn, I can't have relations with my wife anymore." They're not going to say that. So, and then you got this whole, you know, the Nazi, I think Nicki Minaj called Joy Reid a Uncle Tom. She's carrying their water. She won't listen to facts. When Nicki Minaj brought up this whole thing, and this is all about you getting a shot and getting the spike protein. That's just one of many things that you can get, according to Karen Kingston, who's analyzed every single component. There's components in here that cause autoimmune disease, that cause things to go wrong with your DNA because they edit your DNA. They also have the microclotting, which is ED, and other people causes brain fog. Causes you. It doesn't stop. That's just the beginning. And you have Dr. Ryan Coyle, Cole, who is a pathologist. You know, he's got new stuff out. You know, doing autopsies of people who took the shot and keeled over dead in a doornail. It's awful. And, you know, why do all people die? Well, then I find out from Karen Kingston that there were 12 versions of this that just for Pfizer. Because nobody was looking at anything. You know, then we know that the Pfizer thing was a complete scam. I saw some video of, the BioNTech thing. They approved it. Well, they didn't approve what you're getting. What they approved was Comirnaty, and you can't get that. What they did was extend the Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, for the FDA, made a big deal out of it, and then went into a big deal telling Pfizer, you have to say on the BioNTech, even though they're interchangeable and they're really close, so they don't prove anything, you have to put all your, this is only authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization, which gives Pfizer a liability shield for injecting you and killing you and causing you, heart failure. That's another thing. They're warning about that. Pfizer's warning about heart failure. That's a fact. That's not what I think. New warnings about if you get this, you might have, cardiomyopathy. Oh, nice word for heart failure. You know, you have Dr. Ryan Cole talking about all the scarring around your heart when you get this. And that doesn't go away, folks. You know, teenage boys getting this, stupid. Causes heart problems, lifelong heart problems. May stop your heart, and it has in some cases. But I want to go off to this, you know, Nicki Minaj thing. So, and I want to move on to the next thing, which is viral shedding. Now, it took me a long time to bite down on this. I thought, oh, my gosh, well, viral shedding. Well, somebody even asked me about this. I said, well, I think it means you can shed the, you can get the variant, and the variant is created by the vaccines. That's according to the 2008 winner in Nobel Prize winner in medicine, Luc Montagnier, French guy. I heard him say this with English subtitles, and he said, "You know, the vaccines. This is something called ADE, antibody dependent enhancement. It's a very well known scientific phenomenon. It's a little the fact of mRNA vaccines, but a very well known." And he says, "And in this case, the vaccines create the variants." And he says, "Yeah, I followed this all around the world. And when the vaccines start, the death rate follows. The death rate follows the amount of people getting vaxxed." You know, that's why you're seeing Chris Rock, who's had been double vaxxed. I guess he's been, oh, you need the vaccine. Really? Well, you got it, and you got COVID. You know, Jesse Jackson and his wife both end up in the hospital with COVID. Oh, double vaxxed. Well, looks like you weren't fully vaccinated now, were you? Then you have even the FDA. Whoa, on the booster. Whoa. Why? Because they're afraid people are going to keel over dead or a door nail on the third shot, and they're going to be charged with murder. I don't know. Something's wrong. You know, at some point, you know, Pfizer's going to throw the FDA. Well, you approved this. You have the emergency use. You're the one that did the emergency use authorization. You approved this. They're starting to have neurons touch together going, whoa, you're going to pin this on us. You know, even though, you know, the FDA is bought and paid for, it used to be bought and paid for by taxpayers, but not anymore. It's bought and paid for by the big drug companies, big pharma. But I'm back to this viral shedding. So you can get, so when you see these people wearing masks who have been vaxxed, you know, I'm glad they're wearing masks. Good. Keep it on. You know what? I want to put one on too, because I don't want you shedding off on me, because you can shed, if you're not taking hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and vitamin D, and if you're, you know, husband and wife, he got the shot, she did it. Well, guess what? If they're having sexual relations, and I'm not trying to be crude, but if you're swapping any kind of fluids, guess what? The wife's getting everything that he got. That's right. Yeah, ding. And let me tell you how insidious this is. So I had back to Karen Kingston. She says, you know, this isn't me saying this. This is the CDC worrying about this, because neurons are touching together. These people are going to be like put on chairs with piano wire in, you know, the next Nuremberg 2 trial. This is genocide. This is so outrageously unscientific and reckless. It's genocide. You know, like the CDC. Oh, all pregnant women should be taking the vaccine. Oh, really? Where's the science for that? Fauci. Oh, I'm going to make a decision on vaccinating children. Really? Where are the clinical studies for that? Oh, let me tell you what the study's going on. We didn't have any animal studies. We went straight to a live human study. This one that we have. Is that reckless and crazy? Never been done before with billions of people. So back to you. So what do you need to know? Okay, here's what you need to know. You can get somebody's viral shedding, and this is according to one of the big universities that did a study on this. I'll tell you here in just a minute. Hold on. I got it. Talk about that in a minute. No, of course, it's the last page. Oxford University study. This was Dr. Peter McCullough talking about this on 8/24/21. Finds fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times the viral load compared to the unvaccinated, proving the CV19 jabs make you worse. Are you getting that? Healthcare workers, according to Oxford University, 250 times more viral load. Remember when they came out and they said, oh, you double vaccinated people, you need to still wear your mask. You think they knew about this study? These are professionals now, aren't they? Do you think I know more than the CDC? Yeah, well, I don't. So you can get this from people. I got a friend of mine going to be riding to the beach in a car, about a four-hour ride in a car. I said, can this person get this? But this person, a friend of mine, asked me if his wife should go. And one of them's faxed, and the other, she says, well, you better have the windows down the whole way. Oh, my God, what? But yeah, they got this vax, their viral shedding, and it's trillions and trillions of these little particles coming out. And listen, if you're at the beach or you're, you know, 6 feet apart, or you're not, you don't have that much expense, especially if you're getting hydroxychloroquine, which is the quercetin is a substitute, zinc, vitamin D, you know, staying away from them, you're not swapping spit or fluids. You know, if you're standing out on the beach or you're in a big room and, you know, you're going to have very much contact, you know, you can't let the spike proteins take hold in your body. But you can get them. So these, you know, these crazy vax people wearing a mask, they're doing a public service. So you can get this stuff. Oh, this is an economy killer. Oh, my gosh, this is, you know, back to the economy. This is going to be unbelievable. This is not going to end by everybody's telling me that by November that this is going to be out there full on. I mean, these celebrities, that, you know, when celebrity and his wife are double vaxxed and they both end up in a hospital fighting for their lives, that's a news story. Hard to stop that. You know, they can't keep saying, well, we got it from the unvaccinated. Really? I thought you were vaccinated. I thought you were fully vaxxed. So that's what people need to know. And that's the problem with this, is that it's so hard to get the truth. I mean, you look at, you know, MSNBC, or you look at, you know, Yahoo, or you look at these constant parade of constant propaganda, constantly. It's just lies, lies by omission, lots of omission. They won't talk about natural immunity, which is, according to Marty Makary at Johns Hopkins University, oh, my God, Johns Hopkins, yeah, that's where all the kooky loony people come out of, Johns Hopkins Medical. Yo, yeah, they're nuts. He says natural immunity, which half the country has, back in May. Why the hell would you need a shot? This is not about science, folks. This is about control. And I hate to say this, but I think it's about depopulation, because all these dang people are dying. You know, so you need to protect yourself from people who are vaccinated, because you can get spike proteins, not just the latest variant, which your natural immunity will help. But and one of the best ways to protect is to make sure you keep your distance from these people. I mean, Cliff High said this a couple of months ago. I thought, what? And he said he was, you know, that does data research on the Internet. And he also said that they would not approve the vaccine that we're getting, the BioNTech, and they didn't. They promoted Comirnaty. Can I get Comirnaty? No. We're going to get Comirnaty. Oh, a couple of years. You see what I'm saying? What a bait and switch monkey spank that was. We extended the emergency use authorization. Well, that means it's still experimental. Well, yeah. Really? Oh, and the executive of Pfizer. Oh, he still hasn't gotten a shot yet. He's never going to get it either. So the long and short of it with this, folks, is this is an economy killer. We have dark days in front of us. And then let's just talk about Evergrande. You know, they basically had a default, but it's a limited default. They paid the people in country, but out of country, sorry, you don't get paid. We're done. You think Evergrande's the only company? When you see roaches at pasture, have you seen roaches before?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so when you see a roach and you step on them, is that the only one?
No.
So do you think Evergrande, which is a roach in this case because they're defaulting, do you think that's the only one?
No.
That's right. So this is something, I mean, this is this country. I mean, Evergrande, well, they have a $300 billion bond portfolio, but they've got all kinds of stuff. They're like one of the biggest companies in the world. They're in all kinds of things. They're selling things. They've got land. It's all fire sale. You know, when you say, I can sell this right now. Well, wait a minute. I'll buy it for you, but I'm not going to give you par for it. I mean, I'll give you cash. I have the cash to buy this, but, you know, you've got to give me a big discount. Well, what does that do to everybody else who just is on the market with their house or whatever? What does that do to them? Well, wait a minute. Bob's over here buying Evergrande's stuff at half the price. Well, then your stuff's only half the price. Oh, man. So this thing with Evergrande is a big deal. And then now they're openly talking. I can't understand why the market's up with the Fed openly talking about, we are going to taper. Well, of course, they've said this before, right? And they get to November, and oh, my gosh, it's all turning to total crap. We're not going to taper. And this is why people ought to be looking at, I don't sell it, and I know you are my advertiser, Melody, but I don't get paid. You don't pay me to do this. I don't get make any money. And this is I only have because I like you and I like Butch. They don't want people buying anti-dollar assets. They don't want people doing that. And here's something else that's funny. I guess Congress just missed this. So you can go to a coin dealer like Melody, and I say, "Hey, Melody, I'd like to have. I'm rich. Let's say I'm rich. Let's say I'm super rich. Hey, Melody, I want you to find me $500,000 in gold eagles, and I know you could probably do that. I want you to find me $500,000, and you say to me, "Okay, Greg, that's fine. You need to wire me the money, okay? And when the check's good, boom, clears good, fine. I'm going to send you your gold. Okay, fine, good. $500,000 will fit, in a nice small but heavy box, right? And you send it to me. Wow. Hey, Melody, do you get my tax ID number and Social Security number and fill out all kinds of paperwork and report that to the government?
No, I do not.
Oh, my God. Congress missed that. Oh, my. What? Are you kidding me? Congress missed that? Oh, my gosh. Are you with me?
Yeah, it's the only investment that there's that loophole there, question.
Oh, they missed
why.
That. They don't all have gold, do they? No.
Of course not. No.
No, as they're passing, they're talking to the Democrats, we're going to continue with our $3.5 trillion bill. Oh, my God, what? So how much are we going to spend this year? $10 trillion? What? How much is our intake? $4 trillion? Oh, no, $3 trillion. Because, we killed off about 60% of the businesses here with COVID. The scam of COVID. There's this funeral director over in the UK saying, it's so funny. When they were doing this, people asked me, are you having a lot of business when COVID was raging and they're talking about all the deaths? Because I'm not. I'm really not. No, I'm not. And then they started giving people the vax. And then they were telling, people are getting well. And he said, my business skyrocketed. I'm paraphrasing. He says that it was always old people in nursing homes. It's like they were executing these people. They were giving these shots. They were keeling over dead. And, I would go to a home. I don't forget what he called it. Not say a nursing home, but he said, I'd go to a share home or a nursing home, whatever you want to call it over in England. I'd go there, maybe once a week, once a month. I'd go, basically to process somebody's loved one. And he says, and this is a young guy, about maybe 35, 40. I've been doing this 10 years. He says, I would go over there maybe once a month, 2 months. I was going 3 and 4 times a week to the same place. He says nobody was talking about that after the shots. I mean, this has been the biggest murderous conspiracy. That I've ever heard of, but the science is not on their side, which is why they don't like Nicki Minaj bringing up some guy getting ED.
Hold that thought, Greg. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. And Butch, I want you, yesterday we talked a little bit, and I want you to share it with Greg, about the London Times report about having the vaccinated quarantined.
Well, the article you said is out of the London Times, and it says all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. This is from the World Health Organization European Advisory Group of Experts. In immunization, former Vice President Professor Christian Perrone yesterday said that all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. This interview comes from the UK column News and says this. Perrone specializes in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases. He was chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health. Confirming the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and in the UK, the infectious disease expert said vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from society. That's what he said, folks. Unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. Unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now. I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They're having big problems. Severe cases in the hospitals are among vaccinated people. And in the UK, also, you have the larger vaccination program, and other than, and also there are problems.
And good what's the title this. Of this story? What's the title of the story?
All vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. That's out of London Times. Israel doctor Kobi Haheeb told Channel 13 News 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing.
The mainstream press won't allow you to. Here it is. Good, I got it.
Good.
Okay. Good. Global News, that's on, what is that? Hold on, let's see who the originator is. Is this, let me back up on this. Who had it originally?
London Times.
London
Times. That's where I got it from.
Yeah. Wait. You know they figured that out. L-N-D-O-N. Okay, so let's go back here and review. So all vaccinated people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why would they say that? Why would they say all vaccinated people have to be, it says all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months, London Times, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so if you look back at Luc Montagnier, who said this back in, March, he is the Nobel winner in medicine in 2008, and his simple headline, and they call this guy an anti-vaxxer. He had groundbreaking work on HIV. I mean, the lies from the mainstream press are, and they get so huge they don't even bother lying. They just omit it. Can't find it in the search. So he says, you know, epidemiologists know but are silent about the phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement. You can't. So every time you hear this crap about breakthrough, that's total. Find that in a medical book for me. Oh, yeah, it's not there. Find me breakthrough as a bona fide medical term talking about people getting reinfected from after being vaccinated. Not there, not a real term, total BS. But antibody-dependent is, and that's what this is, according to the Nobel Prize winner in 2008, Luc Montagnier. Luc Montagnier, here's the story. Here's his direct quote. Virologist, French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier contends that, quote, it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. That's why your vaccination doesn't work. If your vaccination created that variant, is your vaccination going to work? No. Think about that. Think about that. That's unbelievable. Right? Think about that.
That's right.
So, and listen, this is the London Times, so we're batting all that kind of information over here. And this is why you take a look at what happened, and I saw a couple different versions. They would not say when the governor of West Virginia came out and said,
that's right,
hey, there's a 25% increase in hospitalizations, a 21% increase in deaths of breakthrough double vaccinated people. We're having a problem here in West Virginia. We need the booster. You need the booster. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. You need the booster. So you can create a new variant. So, I mean, folks, this is so insidious. But everybody who has not been vaccinated, I suspect a lot of your audience, Melody, has
right.
not been. Thank, good catch. Pastor Butch, good catch on the UK.
Thank you.
Catch,
thank
good
you.
Catch. Good catch on that. Because that what does that say? That confirms everything, all the facts. And the facts are you get double vaccinated, you'll get the variant that's created by the vaccine. The people getting sick are the double vaccinated. Listen, but can you imagine what this is going to look like in November? You're not going to be able to say, all these double vaccinated people, they got sick from the unvaccinated. Oh, you mean with the people with the natural immunity? So we have a hospital here, you know, where they always want to tell you, well, more than half the people have gotten vaccinated. Oh, really? Oh, yes, more than half. They're destroying their staffs, right? Here in North Carolina, we have a very tough religious exemption law. You apply for a religious exemption, and you can't sit there and we're going to run you through the ringer. Now, let's talk about your religion. No! No, we're not going to talk about my religion. I applied for a religious exemption, and you're going to give it to me. I can't believe Pastor Jeffers. Talk about, well, you know, we need a new case for thank you for protecting your 501c, Pastor. Thank you for protecting your flock. What a dope. There's not really an excuse for a religious. Really? There's not, Pastor? Oh, okay. I'm kind of stupid, Pastor Jeffers, but let's see. In the Bible, the Nephilim were mating with the daughters of man, and they were messing up their DNA. And this is an mRNA, basically altering your DNA. That's a fact. And so that's what that is. So we're changing the DNA. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Back in the Bible there, Reverend, did it say something like, Noah's line was perfect. Noah's line was perfect in his generations. Noah was perfect in his generations. What does that mean? What does that mean, Reverend? Oh, you mean there wasn't any DNA corruption? I can't believe Pastor Jeffers, you little weasel. If you caused one person to get this vax, you should be damned to hell, and I'm sorry. You don't know that, Pastor? You don't know that? I know it, but you don't. Really? Didn't think of that? Noah was perfect in his generations. What does that mean? Oh, it means that you didn't corrupt your DNA. Oh, you mean the last time we were corrupting your DNA, God got so angry, he sent a flood. You mean that? A little hard to miss in the first chapter of the Bible. So I know that, and he does it. Really? Really? Sorry, I lost all respect for Jeffers.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Also, what's his name? who's the other one? Franklin Graham. I lost all respect for him, too.
Well, Jimmy Swaggart's saying the same thing, too.
Yeah, you little weasels. You're protecting your 501c, you rotten people. Just, you're altering your DNA, and you know that's against the Bible. That's why the Bible says you're not supposed to mate with sheep and cows and chickens and dogs, and you're not supposed to be doing that. Right? Right?
Right.
Definitely, I mean, right? Am I just had, hey, Pastor Butch, I'm not that smart, okay? I just got a general studies degree. But when I know something that these people should know as being men of the cloth, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, am I wrong, Pastor Butch? You fact check me on this. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right on the money. I've been saying this for years. Now, I listed the sins a nation will fall into over a period of the last 20 years, and I've called them like they are because they're all in the Bible. They're all in the Bible.
Did I misquote the Bible in any way? If I did, please correct me right now. Because
no,
I don't want this to go out over Melody's airway. Is something wrong? Did I misquote
the
Bible?
No, you got rid of money. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You told us like it is.
So I'm telling you, folks, that this is such a profound... I know we talk about the money. This is going to affect everything. This is going to affect everything you are, deal with, your generations, your grandchildren. I can't believe that people say, I want to take a trip. So I got vaxxed. Okay, who's going to raise your kids? Because you're not going to live long. I encourage everybody to... It's on my... And I don't care. It's a free site, so you can watch it for free. It's Karen Kingston. She's going to be on 1, 2, 3 down. Go into the site and scroll down. You'll see a very attractive woman, kind of have a Mona Lisa smile. And I think, hold on, I'll tell you what it says, just so you get this right. It is, and listen to this interview if you think I'm wrong. And listen to, and write down how many times she sources what she says. Oh, you're going to have a page full of notes. CV-910 vaccines are poison. Poison. She says, you would not. She says, you know why I say this? I say this because she's a Christian woman. She says, I say this because once I looked at all the ingredients and I know what they are and I know what they do, I couldn't believe I could cry this much. Because this is not something you would put in something to save somebody's life. You would not put graphene oxide in to save somebody's life. You would not put some of these other components in that cause cancer to save somebody's life. And, oh, listen to this. Here's the bomb. Here's what she said to me. I'm going to read her quote at the end. I'm going to do another interview about this. This is so ugly and insidious, I can't believe it. So I put this at the end. She said it after the thing. Sometimes people, you know, say something afterwards. Now, oh, my gosh, I wish you said it during the interview, but I'm going to quote you. She says, okay. Kingston also says she believes the new cancers and diseases are being created on purpose by Big Pharma. Because she said Big Pharma, really, they don't have any real big money cow, you know, left. She says this way they can invent new treatments and drugs for the new diseases being created by the CV-19 injections. Kingston says all the new diseases and cancers could mean a new, wait for it, $50 trillion windfall for Big Pharma. And there you go. That's what we're facing, folks. We're facing evil that we have never seen before, folks. I mean, you wonder why. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to get all preachy, and I'm not a preacher, Pastor Butch, and I'm not. Listen, I'm a sinner, and I'm not you. I mean, you know way more about this than me. But you know, I always know. Okay, so Christ is going to return. Yes, I believe that He's going to return. I believe that. Clearly, believe Christ. You know, was a born of a virgin birth. He's deity. He was a blood sacrifice on the cross. I believe that. Believe that. He rose again on the third day. Believe that. Boom. Here's the one, and I believe this too. That He will come again. To judge the living and the dead. He will come again. And so yes, He will come again. But I never knew why it was so necessary for Him to come again. And I think I realize that now. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then we're all back to Jesus is real. He's not my imaginary friend that I talk to. Anyway.
You're totally right on that.
Themselves. Do what?
I said you're totally right on that. Totally right.
And you would
he is real.
Listen, I just want people to know that you have a doctor of divinity, right? You went to divinity school. You're a bona fide pastor, all that, right?
Well, I'm a bona fide pastor. I never went to divinity school.
Okay, well, you're a bona fide pastor. You've been doing it for decades. Okay, so you know
40
the Bible.
Over 40 years,
okay,
yes.
You know the Bible way better than me. And so if I get something wrong, please correct me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
I'll do that.
All right, good. That was a good catch on the UK thing. People have to be quarantined. Wait, I thought I was fully vaccinated. What? Well, yeah, well, you'll be spreading this stuff to everybody else. We can't kill everybody. We do need some slaves to do some things for us, right?
Yes, that's
I don't know. I mean, this is the London Times.
Yes.
This isn't like some crazy bloggers thing. This guy, this had an editorial. Somebody produced some editorial for this, right?
Yes, they did.
Oh, he was quarantined over the winter amongst a serious illness. What? Holy cow! So, you know, you're not seeing this story. You know, this is a country of, what, 65 million people, the U.K.?
Yes,
you're not seeing this story over here. So the
No, you're not.
So wait a minute. So I'm at risk. Yes, you are. You're at tremendous risk. You've screwed yourself, unfortunately. You know, there's some people wanting these, and maybe they'll work. I don't know, but I don't tell people, what can I do to retard this? Well, you do need to take zinc, and if you've been vaxxed, whether you've been vaxxed or not, you need to take, all the doctors are saying zinc. You need to take quercetin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N, quercetin. I'll check and spell it for you on Google, because that's like a stand-in for hydroxychloroquine, which is totally safe, which will turbocharge your zinc. And then you need vitamin D, because we don't really have a flu season. We have a vitamin D deficiency season, you know, where there's no sun.
Yeah.
That's why people get the flu over the winter. So...
I agree.
But the budget thing is, back to the budget thing with Nancy Pelosi, they're going to continue with the $3.5 trillion deal. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? You know, meet Mnuchin, you know, in an alley somewhere, or the Democrat senator saying, I'm not voting for that. And what, work him over, or, you know, what are they going to, how are they going to get that done?
I don't know, but it's another program we'll have to talk about because we're out of time, Greg. I want to thank you once again for joining us, USAWatchdog.com. Make sure you go in and look up the video. Very important. And we will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.